Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila and Verity Baptist Church Pampanga. Just giving you a quick video to talk about the importance of embracing the style of your local church. Embracing the style of your local church. What do I mean by that? Well, I want you to understand that, you know, when it comes to you being at a church, no matter who your pastor is, no matter who's preaching the sermons, there are probably some things you have a different opinion on. There's nobody in the world that I 100% agree on with about absolutely everything. And if you're at a church, you might have some things you disagree with. For example, at Verity Baptist Church Manila, we believe in taking communion one time a year around Easter because we believe the Lord's Supper replaced the Passover. And we believe that this is to be done inside the local church. But, you know, there's a lot of very good, godly men and other pastors that they believe differently. And they believe taking communion in their home, you know, individually or just in small groups, they believe different sorts of things, and that's fine. You know, different churches teach different things. And you know what? I'm sure there's members at our church in the Philippines that maybe have a different opinion on communion, and that's fine. And so I'm not telling you you have to believe something that you don't believe. But obviously, you don't have the opportunity or the right to teach against what the church teaches. That would be wrong to do, okay? But even if you disagree with some things, you can still embrace the style of the church. Now, what I mean by that is the fact that I went to a lot of different Baptist churches, and I was members of IFB churches that ran bus routes, and they picked up little children to come to church. Their parents didn't come. They had junior church and Sunday school and all these children's ministries, which are a very dangerous place for kids. I was at churches that were not family integrated, and they didn't really do things the way that I would do them or how I believe the Bible teaches them. But here's the thing. I never rebuked, you know, my pastors for doing that. I never told them, you're wrong, you've got to change this. What I actually did was I embraced the style of those local churches, and I actually worked on bus routes. And I was there helping pick up kids. I used to preach at junior church. I was involved in the Sunday school and the children's ministries. Now, I didn't agree with those ministries. I don't believe that you should have that at a church. But at the same time, I still wanted to embrace the style of that church, because me trying to fight against the doctrines I disagreed on would only cause problems in the church. It would not benefit the church. It would not help the church. But by embracing the style of the church, I was able to be helpful to that church. And many kids in the children's ministry got saved. They got baptized. They learned the Word of God. And so I was able to help out the church by embracing the style of the local church, even though I didn't fully agree. Now, some people watching this video are probably people that say, I go to a new IFB church, and some of you are not. And the reality is that when it comes to churches, they don't always do things the exact same way. And even if you disagree on some things, at the same time, you don't have to fight against your church. What you can do is be a blessing to that church. And if you're a pastor one day, then you could always do things differently. You know, that's fine. But while you're at a church, even if you say, I think there's too many activities, I think there's too few activities, I think there should be a follow-up program or more of a follow-up program, I think there should be less of a follow-up program, I think we should do soul winning like this in public places and parks, or I think we should do it door-to-door. You know, I don't think we should have a major emphasis on the music ministry. I think we should have a major emphasis on the music ministry. Well, depending on what church you're at, they might do things on either side of that spectrum. That doesn't make it a bad church. And if it's a church that's right on salvation and they got some soul winning going on, and you say, I'm a member there, God's placed me in this local church, even if I disagree with things, you can embrace the style of that local church, even if you don't fully agree. By rejecting the style of the local church, you're only going to cause problems for that church. And the reality is, you can be more of a benefit and a blessing to that church by helping out in areas even if you don't think it's perfect. It's just like at work. If your boss gives you orders or instructions, even if you disagree with what he says, the reality is it's going to work out better for that company if you just do what he says rather than fighting against him. And it's the same thing with a local church. You know, basically, whatever church God has placed you in, even if it's not perfect, even if some of the doctrine's wrong, embrace the style of that local church and be a blessing to that church. Thank you, and God bless.